I'm Roger Sojinu, and I'm the nutrition manager for UNICEF in Chad. According to our estimation, about 127,000 children will suffer from severe acute malnutrition in the 10 regions of the Sahel Belt of Chad. Malnutrition is an emergency situation, and it's mainly a lack of nutrients in the body. Severe acute malnutrition is strongly related to mortality. So it means that if we do not provide therapeutic care to these children, they will die. In Chad, we are not facing a famine situation. It's a nutrition crisis, but people still have something to eat. People in the Sahel Belt of Chad, they don't have a well-balanced diet. The diet is mainly based on cereal, which is poor in protein, poor in micronutrients, and this is why these people are having this problem. What will happen is that the child, he will not meet his nutritional needs, and of course he will become malnourished. This is why it's important also to take care of the mother. Our focus should be on both of them, the child and also the mother. They don't believe that exclusive breastfeeding is something that should be done. No water, no porridge, only breast milk during the first 6 months of life. And this is not a common practice in the Sahel Belt of Chad. This is why we are seeing many children between this age group with severe acute malnutrition. Because with this hot climate, they believe that it is important to give water to the baby. The water also is dirty and it can lead to diarrhea and other health problems. To tackle this issue, we need to have a development plan. So we need to address the root causes of this situation. It's not just food. The first step is to give them the right information about what they need to eat. So first thing is to improve their knowledge. And then also there should be a system in place to increase their access to a variety of foods. It takes time to change traditional beliefs, traditional practices. So this is a long process. This is why with our communication session, we are working to improve these family practices.